It's May 6th, and that means it's time to say...
Happy Prayer Day, you liberal heathens!
That's one guy's YouTube mockery of those who want to abolish the National Day of Prayer. This has been an ongoing argument since it was established in the 1950s. So far, a judge in Wisconsin has had the last word legally by ruling that the day is unconstitutional. But the president issued a proclamation declaring it anyway.
Prayer changes. It changes.
Prayer changes.
Oh, it changes.
Prayer changes.
I'm a witness.
Prayer changes.
Said I know.
And that's exactly what both sides argue, that prayer changes things. Has it changed our Constitution? Should we once again separate our church from our state? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 6th. I'm Celeste Headlee up here in New York, and Todd Zwillick is down in Washington filling in for John Hockenberry.
Good morning, Celeste. Let's check on today's top news right off the bat here. Days before the failed car bomb attempt in Times Square, the suspect, Faisal Shazad, held two dress rehearsals for the attack. Officials say he scouted the area in one trip and then on a second trip left a getaway car. And new details emerging now. Our partner, the New York Times, says there's growing evidence Shazad was trained by the Pakistani Taliban.
For more on that, we're joined by Times reporter Scott Shane. Scott, what kind of evidence do we have that the Pakistani Taliban trained Shazad and was ultimately responsible for this attack?
Well, of course, investigators are being very secretive about what they're finding, but they've said in court papers that Mr. Shazad admitted that he had been trained in Pakistan, and increasingly the claim of the Pakistani Taliban on Sunday in a video that they were connected to the attack appears to be gaining credibility, although it remains unclear as to whether he was actually a member of this group or simply inspired and sort of encouraged by it.
Scott Shane, stay with us. We'll get more details from you in a moment.
A four-story, 100-ton containment dome will arrive at the oil leak site in the Gulf of Mexico in the next few hours. The hope is that it'll catch the gushing crude, but as Popular Mechanics editor Jim Meggs told us last hour, it's no easy task.
If you imagine you're on top of a five-story building and you're lowering a device about the size of a match head 50 feet down and you want to position it precisely over a pipe the width roughly of a human hair.
BP hopes the containment dome will be in place by Monday. The polls are open, meanwhile, for the general election in Britain. Voters are deciding on the next prime minister and who will lead parliament.
The president of Greece says his country is on the edge of an abyss after five people died in violent protests against severe spending cuts yesterday. Today, the Greek parliament will vote on legalizing those budget cuts, and that's moving the markets for sure. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Both futures remain up. The Dow will start at 10,868. The S&P opens at 1,165, and the NASDAQ is going to open at 2,402. It is National Day of Prayer today, but we're asking you, should we have one? One judge says we should not, that it's unconstitutional. The president, meanwhile, did issue his proclamation declaring May 6th the Day of Prayer. What do you think? Where do you come down on this issue? How important is it to you that we have a federally recognized day for prayer? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. This is always
Celeste,
a hot-button issue.
Yeah, the First Amendment says Congress shall pass no law concerning the establishment of religion, and I guess the Federal District Court thinks that's establishment of religion right there, just National Prayer Day.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this more later this hour, but the judge says that the original declaration amounts to the government encouraging people to pray. So we'll see.
Constitutionally, they're not supposed to do. Yeah.
Exactly. And in just a few moments, more details about Faisal Shazad and the question the whole world seems to be asking, why?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.